Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Craft Parenting Podcast, the podcast about two Cincinnati craft beer lovers with a parenting problem. It's been a while.
It's been a little while since we've recorded an episode, but they don't know that.
No, they don't have to know that. Well, thank you so much for being here. My name is Joe Ludwig, and with me is my lovely wife and co-host, Caroline. How's it going, Caroline?
I could use some more caffeine, but I have a really tasty beer, so that makes everything better, because that's how that works, right?
Tasty beers are good, obviously. I am rolling a 20, as the kids say, every year.
What?
No one says that. I don't know.
Are you trying to make a D&D joke when you don't play D&D or know anything about D&D?
I know that 20s are good and 1s are bad. So if you roll a 20, that's good.
It's a nat 20. It's a natural 20.
Right, because it's more than one die. It's more than, it would have to be more than one die.
No, it's one die. It's a 20-sided die. Yeah, it's a 20-sided die.
I don't know.
Oh my God. We need to play D&D one day. I feel like that'd be lots of fun.
Humble Monk has a D&D day. I don't think you can just randomly play D&D though. It's continuous campaigns.
I mean, you can do a one shot where it's a one and done, but that's not like the point of D&D. The point of D&D is like character growth over time.
Yeah, it seems very time consuming. But this is not a D&D podcast.
It is not. What is this? Some kind of nerd thing?
It is a nerd thing. Well, we have another great show planned out for you this week. We are going to talk about our favorite rainy day family activities. So stuff that we do when it's raining outside.
It's raining. It's pouring. The old man is snoring. He went to bed and bumped his head and didn't get up in the morning because he didn't follow proper concussion protocol. Yeah. Pro tip, if you bump your head real bad, don't go to sleep. Go to the doctor, who will then tell you no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
We learned all of this in the books that Lily reads. So it must be true.
Must be.
So we're going to talk about all of that and more coming up very shortly. All right. So you mentioned that you have a really nice beer in front of you. So I need you to tell me what it is and tell the audience what it is. I know what it is, but tell the audience.
I am currently drinking a Voodoo Ranger Juice Force IPA from New Belgium Brewing. It is a hazy imperial IPA, and I cracked it open. I took a sip and then remembered, hey, this one's like 7% ABV or something like that. I should be careful, and looked at the side of the can where I saw that it is in fact 9.5% ABV. So I am getting crunk on a work night because it is so smooth and so dangerous. I opened this up like half an hour ago and it's already like 3/4 of the way gone.
That's a record for you.
It is. I'm going to finish a beer on a work night. That almost never happens.
It's not a small beer either.
Mm-mm. Good luck to Morning Caroline. Hope she has time to stop at White Oak Coffee. So I am living dangerously on a weeknight. What are you drinking?
I am going with the classic. It's a Helles from Westside Brewing over in Westwood.
Westside, Westside.
It is 5.4% ABV and 18 IBUs. And the description on the can is a classic pale lager style originating in southern Germany. Our Munich style lager is a bright golden color. Soft, malty aromas of rising bread are followed by flavors reminiscent of biscuit and bread dough, and it finishes crisp and balanced with just enough hops to balance the malt. Prost. Now this, and before I get to that, I'm drinking this out of my Westside Brewing Mug Club.
Westside, Westside!
There you go.
I poked the button.
2021 mug. which was made by Miami Valley Pottery.
Mm-hmm. We only have like four of those mugs downstairs and another one at the brewery. We're going to end up with a lot of mugs. Is our house going to explode with beer glassware?
I mean, it already kind of has. So,
yeah, that and fun mugs. But I really curbed back my fun mug collection.
And when we went to Bockfest, I did not buy a pint glass.
We forgot. How did we forget?
I just didn't want to. I just didn't want to pay the money. I mean, we got like a decade of Bockfest glasses.
We have a lot, but we. It's a thing. We do the thing.
Well,
we can stop doing the thing.
We missed a year, though.
We did. We missed 2021.
I mean, we got 2020.
We did.
So we have like 2009 through 2020.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
This beer is really good. It's kind of the opposite of what you're drinking. It's yours. Yours is kind of like juice.
It is straight juice. I forgot that it was beer for half of the glass.
Yeah, and it's an Imperial IPA, but it's not like hoppy.
No.
Like it's that like, you can taste. I mean, like, there are plenty of hops in it. Obviously, it's an IPA, but you can't really taste it. It's like all juice. It's like basically orange juice.
Like Westside's current Tippa, that was super smooth too.
But you can taste the...
You can taste the hops more in that one.
It was still
so smooth.
You would not call that... If you drank it, did like a blind test, you wouldn't call it a triple IPA.
No.
Like if you did a blind test of this, you wouldn't... I don't even think you would call it an IPA.
I don't know either. It's like a mimosa. It tastes really yummy and it's going to get you crunk.
Maybe you would call it a New England IPA, but even New England's, they're like really bitter.
I mean, yeah. So it's really good. I'm really glad that we got it. It's not something that I normally buy, but now I might buy it. But the guys from Shift Beers were happy enough to send us home with some of their leftovers because they drink it too much. And Beth, yeah. The crew at Shift Beers, I'm sorry. It was sexist of me. I apologize.
But yeah, so New Belgian Voodoo Ranger, it's a hazy imperial IPA.
Sponsor me. Give me all of the beers.
Give us a bike. Send us to Asheville.
Yes.
So Caroline can go down the slide.
I will take all of the TikToks and Instagrams and Facebook Lives in your slide.
TikTok.
I will get a TikTok.
Oh my God.
Just for that.
It's an Imperial, what was I saying? It's a hazy Imperial IPA, but it doesn't taste like it. It tastes like juice.
It does. Yeah. I would call this a girly drink because Chris called that beer from Brink a girly drink and it was not a girly drink, but I'm going to call this a girly drink.
Sure.
Shots fired, Chris.
And I am drinking that Westside Hellas in a mug. Best served in a liter mug if you have it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This is super crushable. It's perfect for that summer front porch beer after you mow the lawn. Westside doesn't serve, unfortunately. They don't serve liter mugs, but we have a... Because we go to Donauschwaben, we have a bunch of plastic mugs that are, in fact, liter mugs.
We also have liter steins that are not plastic.
Yeah, we do. Somewhere in the house. We have a Hofbrauhaus one and a Bearcat one.
And some fancy decorative ones, too.
Great. All right, so I think we covered what we are drinking effectively. So let us move on. So So now it's time for What's Bugging Caroline in Children's TV, where you, Caroline, tell us all about the lack of physics and logic and sense in children's TV. So take it away. What is bugging you this week? She's stretching, winding up, getting out her frustration.
My back's really sore. The kids like to climb on me. So in this episode of Surprise, Surprise, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Never heard of it.
It's a kid show. It is a show for children that my children love to watch. So in this episode, Goofy is building a goof bot and we have to help him because we have assembled legs, assembled torso and arm, and assembled head. But those things are not put together. So we have to help him figure out the correct order in which to put them together. It's supposed to look like a person, Goofy. But we help him out. It all falls apart. We use a mouse tool to put him back together again. And then we read the directions where we have to hit the buttons. Green, yellow, red. Red, green, yellow. I know it's not the order of a stoplight. And I want it to be the order of a stoplight so bad. Like, I want them to stop at green. But, like, they stop at red or yellow. And I'm like, no. I think it's red, green, yellow. So weird. Not a huge fan. But whatever. So we hit the buttons. And Mickey continues to read the instructions and says, they say, do not hit all of the buttons at once. So, of course, it's like if you have a play or if you have a gun in the first act of a play, it has to go off by the last.
I'm so proud of you. Did I teach you that?
Probably. Every once in a while, what you tell me sticks. I can be taught. I was telling that to somebody at work today. Continuing on, Pete comes over to the clubhouse and needs some help with his toy car. Because there's a toy fair, so everybody has toys, and Pete's toy car isn't working. So Goofbot goes up and says, well, did you turn the car on? And of course, Pete had not turned the car on. So Goofbot turns on the car, and oh, hey, look, the car works now. And Pete says, oh, thank you, Goofy. And Goofbot says, you are welcome. And then Pete says, Goofy, you sound a little weird, but that was really smart what you did. So I'm like, basically just says like, oh, hey, Goofy, that was great. And then Goofy actually pops up next to Goofbot and Pete is also confused because now there's two of him. And oh, Goofbot is the one that helped me, not Goofy. Goofbot is so smart. And then Pete almost falls because he's almost as clumsy as I am, even though he's a cat. And Goofbot picks up Pete before he can fall. And Pete's like, oh, Goofbot, you're so smart. You're so strong. I'm going to go to the toy fair. Goofbot's amazing. Like, basically just, he might have even said something mildly derogatory about Goofy. Like how Goofy isn't as smart as Goofbot or something like that. Or Goofy isn't as cool as Goofbot. And so Goofy's like, well, man, everybody really likes Goofbot. No one's going to notice if I leave. So Pluto is like super sad and notices Goofy going to the closet to pack up his bag, and in the process of Goofy leaving out the door and saying, oh, woe is me, his suitcase pops open, he trips over a rubber ducky and falls back to back with Goofbot, hitting all three of the buttons on Goofbot's back.
Uh-oh.
So now Goofbot's going crazy, but Goofy manages to help put Goofbot back together again. He has the thing that we need to fix Goofbot in his hat. Because Goofy is very resourceful and has lots of things in his hat.
Like a banana?
It's like Mary Poppins' bag, but on Goofy's head. And so they get to the toy fair and everything's all better. And at no point in this episode does Pete apologize or tell Goofy that he too is smart and strong and stuff. So Pete just like completely tears down Goofy and never apologizes for it.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed... I had hope for this episode.
I had hope at the end that Pete was going to be like, oh, I'm so glad that you had the tool to fix Goofbot.
I had hope because it was, what do they call it? Toy Builder Day.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to learn how to build stuff.
I mean, we did use a hammer and a wrench and a screwdriver, I think, to put Goofbot together.
Okay.
So we did use some tools.
But we built AI and basically...
We built iRobot. We built our demise. Well, it's a metaphor for life.
Or Terminator?
I mean, that's basically iRobot, right? It's been forever since I've seen iRobot. I don't know if I've seen Terminator all the way through before.
I don't think I've seen either. Is iRobot the Will Smith movie?
It's the Will Smith with the creepy face robots that are all white.
Yeah, I've seen it on TV. Like,
I think I watched it with you.
But we didn't see it at from the beginning, I don't think.
I don't remember.
Or maybe we got it like through Netflix, like the mail service.
Probably. This was probably back when Netflix came in on DVDs in the mail. Because yes, that used to be a thing.
Yeah. Maybe I fell asleep. I don't remember the premise of it. It was Will Smith versus Will Smith.
It was Will Smith versus, yeah, robots. And
He was a cop. He gets hurt. And then he becomes a robot. Is that the premise of the movie?
I think his partner is a robot. That might be a different movie. I don't know. We are way in the weeds. We need to move on as we listen to the sound of pounding rain on the roof.
So on to our main topic of this week's episode, which is all about our favorite rainy day family activities, specifically with little kids.
Small children.
Yeah.
So we haven't ventured outside much in the rain yet, but I'm hoping that gets to change this spring. The kids have creaking/water shoes and rain jackets, and Cincinnati is known for some crazy weather. Hello, Ohio River Valley.
West side, best side.
I mean, the east side gets crazy weather too, but okay.
I think we're closer.
We are closer to the Ohio River Valley, that's for sure. At the very least, we can go creaking in one of the many creeks near our house or the one that forms in our backyard when it rains a lot.
I mean, when you are in a cul-de-sac at the bottom of a hill.
No, it's just when you live towards the bottom of a hill. The fact that we're at a cul-de-sac doesn't matter. It's the bottom of a hill that matters the most. But then today, I actually got to venture outside with Lily in the rain. It was just sprinkling. Definitely should have had her in pants and a long sleeve shirt. She was fine though. She was running around playing with her BFF that lives across the street and her BFF siblings, giving me a heart attack by starting to play too close to their wall.
Oh, they have a wall. Their driveway goes down.
Yes, they have a retaining wall. A
retaining wall.
Yeah, it's no, Lily, don't play by that. You don't know what heights are yet.
I mean, she does. She's freaking tall.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not afraid.
No.
Because she's used to it.
Apparently. So my favorite activity right now is looking for rain.
This is a new one. I haven't.
This is a new one.
Heard of this.
You have, because I did this so you can make dinner one day. So when we want to wear the kids out and it's not raining, I have started a new game called Looking for Rain. It involves putting on your rain gear and going for a walk to go find the rain. It's great when you want to get some exercise, and it keeps Lily engaged, seeing if there's rain over there. And you just point in vague general directions, whatever way the sidewalk is going. And you can do it on a rainy day when you missed going outside during the rain, or when the forecast called for rain and it hasn't hit your house yet. But Lily doesn't know enough about like weather forecasts to say that, oh, it was supposed to rain on Tuesday and today is Tuesday and we didn't get any rain.
No, she's not. She doesn't understand any of that.
She just knows it's sunny, it's cloudy, it's raining, it's snowing. Those are like, that's how far we've gotten. But it's lots of fun because you just have Lily running around the neighborhood looking for rain and you bring her home and it's like, oh, hey, it's dinner time. Let's eat some dinner. Oh, hey, it's bedtime. Conk, because I ran through half the neighborhood.
I mean, she does like to run. And Elliot does too. Our house is very chaotic at times.
Lots of skinned knees.
Yeah, when they go outside and run. Yeah. I mean, there's literally nothing that we can do. Elliot is starting to be a little rebellious, little punk.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't sit in his high chair anymore.
No, he wants to sit in the big kid chair.
I mean, we force him into the high chair. Sometimes it's like a two-person job.
You just have to be quicker than the toddler, and sometimes that's hard.
Well, I mean, he's getting to be kind of dramatic. Like, he's getting closer to two.
He's not even 1 1/4 yet.
But he's kind of acting like the terrible two that we're supposed to get.
Yeah.
Like, he's
taken all of Lily's terrible energy.
Like, he knows to fall. Like if I'm trying to pick him up, he knows to fall on the floor. He gets all dramatic. And if
Lily does that, Lily used to do that.
At 15 months.
I don't know, man. So we did that one night before dinner when Joe wanted the kids out of the house. I wanted to get some exercise. Pushed Elliot around in a stroller. Lily runs through the neighborhood. It is fantastic. Another actually requires rain or rain to have happened recently activity is puddle jumping. There's not thunder and it's not too cold. We can go puddle jumping. I've done this while holding Lily or before we had kids, but have yet to do it with the kids. But they love playing in the water table, splashing in the tub, even if we end up getting a bath as well. And the bathroom floor gets a bath. And the walls get a bath. Everybody gets a bath. But Lily also enjoyed her splash pad a ton last year. I'm really looking forward to both the kids and the splash pad this year. So again, you can't do this if there's thunder. And we haven't had a storm yet this year that we can take the kids out in. Because it's either been too cold or there's been too much thunder. But I'm looking forward to some fun puddle jumping this spring and summer.
Or you can do it after, too.
Yeah, you can do it after it rains.
Because like we said, we get all the water.
We get lots and lots of water. And bonus, you can semi-pretend that it counts as a bath. Unless if the kids got too muddy, in which case you need to give them an actual bath. Even if it's not bath night.
Okay.
But, so the if there's rain, you can jump in the puddles and then like make the kids run around in the rain to get all of to wash off all of the mud and then bring them in the house. Maybe just throw them in the sunroom for 20 minutes to dry off.
They're not dogs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is what I do with the dogs.
All right. So window watching.
Yes, because we have large windows in our living room and our kitchen, so we can watch storms all around the house. Watching the rain come down while you hear it pound on the roof usually has Lily repeat, "It's raining," 100 times. It's adorable. We can talk on watching the wind and the rain, expanding our vocabulary and how the world works. If I had dry erase markers that worked, which I might, I'm going to do this soon if I find them, I would have Lily color on the windows so she can draw stuff out in the rain because then it's art and she's like looking outside and we can erase it.
Would that work?
It would work.
Dry erase markers on glass.
I am buying glass dry erase boards for work at the moment because we need an upgrade.
The last art class that I took was in eighth grade.
I took a...
That was like a million years ago.
I took art classes in high school and college because I wanted to, because I'm weird. One could call me a nerd. What is this? Some kind of nerd thing? I set you up. Whoosh. Right over your head.
I don't consider art as nerdy.
Well, that's good because we're going to talk about more art stuff.
Oh, good. Okay. So lay it on me. What else do we do?
We do lots of arts and crafts. So Elliot is starting to get to the point where I can give him art supplies, but he's still really into running around the living room with a toy in each hand and likes to try to eat crayons. So we're getting there.
He doesn't like to sit still.
He does not like to sit still at all. Unless if he is climbing on me, which then he's still not super still until he finds a comfy spot to sit on me. And then he's still until he decides he wants to start climbing on me again.
I mean, he does like to climb up on chairs.
He likes to be tall. He's already tall.
Yeah.
This is the same problem that we have and had with Lily.
Yesterday you got home and what did you say? He was in jeans.
He looked like he had grown and I swear he grew.
Yeah.
We used to have to roll up his jeans and now we don't have to anymore. And he looked like a little person. He didn't look like my baby. He looked like a mini person.
He is acting like a little miniature Lily.
He is.
And he said dada just like an hour ago, like right before bed.
He says mama and dada, but not that often. Because he says Clara all the time.
I know. Like, what? Is it because we yell at Clara a lot?
Probably.
I think we yell at Zoe more, though. Is Zoe harder to say than Clara?
Clara's really easy to say. So back to arts and crafts. So while Elliot's still running around the living room, which is great because he can run and run and run since his legs are still kind of small, Lily enjoys coloring a lot. And at the moment, we're really into markers. We flip-flop between markers and crayons. It depends on the day. She's also into painting, but we don't get to do that as much.
I prefer the markers because they're the special kind of markers where you need the special paper.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a marketing ploy where you have to buy the paper.
You have to have the paper and the markers. You can use not them their markers on the paper, but you can't use those markers without the paper.
Yeah, I know. So it's like a monopoly thing.
But Lily can't destroy my house with markers. So six in one, half dozen in the other.
That's why I like it. Yeah. So you can't write on the walls with the markers.
Yeah. So I just set up a coloring station at the table. Here's your paper. Here's your markers, or here's your crayons. You can come and go as you please. And she gets to go to town doing some arts and crafts. Our next activity is something that isn't available to everyone. It's sunroom or basement fun. We're fortunate that we have a three-season room and a basement we fixed up as places the kids can play. Lily enjoys driving her car in the sunroom, and Elliot can, quote, chase after her in the car an adult has to push. He's starting to get into the cozy coupe more, but Lily does not like to share her cozy coupe.
Wasn't she pushing him in the...
She was pushing him in the pink car on Tuesday.
So there's...
No, that was today. So we have, because we have a pink car that you have to push a kid in. It's like a stroller, but not as mobile as a stroller. So we'll take the kids. We used to take Lily on walks in it, and now we can take Elliot in walks on it. We can take Elliot on walks in it, but it's pink. So I don't know if I'm allowed to take Elliot on walks in it, but
well, it was Lily's.
It was originally Lily's.
Poor Elliot.
Sorry, bud. Not everything can be blue. The cozy coupe is red.
Pink or is it purple?
It is pink.
With purple though, right?
I have a photo of it. Okay, it's pink with purple accents. There, we're both right.
Oh, okay.
So the kids like to play in their cars, but then in the basement, they have a small climber, a trampoline, an art easel, some toys, and musical instruments. And those are all sometimes toys. So they're not toys that they get to play with all the time, so they're still kind of novel. And between everything that's in the basement, we can stay down there for about an hour. If we put some music on the TV that we have down there, we can stay down for closer to an hour and a half, because then they're running around dancing, and then they go down the slide a few times, and then Lily plays with chalk some, and then Elliot bangs a little hammer at the workstation, a little workbench.
And the musical instruments are mine.
Yes, they're grown-up musical instruments, but the kids like to play on the keyboard and the guitar.
Yeah, so
they just strum the guitar while it's in its stand.
I have an acoustic guitar just hanging out in a stand in the basement in the corner, and then I have a keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
So Lily knows that she can climb up on the bench, and she knows the on and off button.
Yes, she does.
I don't think she knows the volume button. It's a knob, not a button.
She knows.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Anyway, she doesn't know how to play the piano, I suppose.
She knows how to make noise on the piano, and that's all that matters.
Right. So she doesn't know how to read the music or play, but she knows that it's a instrument and it makes noise.
Mm-hmm.
So she's very interested when your mom comes downstairs and does laundry while I'm working.
Yeah. So that's the basement. Another activity that usually revolves around the dining room table is sensory bins. And Elliot has some sensory activities that he won't try to eat. But for the most part, this is a big sister activity again. Lily likes to scoop up the painted rice or aquarium rocks and put them into different containers. It can get a little messy, but it's mostly contained and pretty easy to clean up. So sometimes she'll like fling rice across the room, but we can pick it up or vacuum it up, and it'll keep her entertained for a good half hour, if not longer.
She does, and she requests a bunch of stuff. Like, well, I mean, she will let us know what she wants to do. So
yes.
The other day she told your mom Play-Doh, and sometimes she'll say, like, bin. That was a big thing for a while.
Yeah, which is her sensory bin.
She hasn't done that for a while. We haven't done it in a while, though.
I think we pulled it out a week ago. It's on the dining room table. It's right next to you.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, she will let us know what she wants to do. And your mom is really good about giving her choices on what activity that she wants to do.
That's good. It's good when you can give a toddler a choice between two or three activities and then let them do the one that they pick. Don't give them an infinite amount of choices because their little brains might explode. Stick with two or three and then it's their choice. So they're a lot more happy with the situation versus this is what you're going to do and you're going to like it.
By the way, your mom brings over Rice Krispie treats for breakfast.
Yeah.
And she thinks that's a healthy breakfast.
Because Rice Krispie cereal exists. But Rice Krispie cereal does not involve adding butter and marshmallow.
Lily got two Rice Krispie treats today for breakfast.
Oh my goodness.
But your mom also buys Pop-Tarts.
But they don't have frosting on it, so it's fine. They're healthy.
Yeah, and Lily was requesting Pop-Tarts. She kept saying, Pop-Tart, Pop-Tart.
So this is the same woman that told me that I could have cake for breakfast as long as I had a glass of milk and my vitamin with it. So this is my surprised face as I accidentally whacked the mic showing you my surprised face.
So Lily knows how to communicate now. And your mom's just like, yes, let's do it. Because she's so adorable when she says stuff. Sometimes you can't understand her. Like, sometimes it's hard. Like, she kept saying pouch, but she didn't say it like that. She said it like, ouch.
Mm-hmm.
Or porch. I thought she was trying to say porch.
Sometimes it takes me two or three tries to get down what she's saying.
And I was like, oh, you want a food pouch?
Mm-hmm.
Because we buy these food pouches from Kroger.
Yes.
And they have like, I don't know, banana, blueberry, and oatmeal. I don't know. They're like for infants. So
small children.
Yeah, we buy them for Elliot, but
Lily eats half of them.
Lily likes them too, so.
For the record, she ate them first, so.
I mean, now we buy them for Elliot and Lily.
Yeah.
Eat them first, like you said, and seize them and wants them as well. So
our next activity is movie time, which is kind of a last resort. But if the kids are going crazy, sometimes a movie is what the whole family needs. It can be hard if you're cooped up in the house all day, so you do what you gotta do. Fortunately, our kids will let us swap movies around, so we're not stuck watching the same thing 10 times in a row, though we're still on a huge Scooby-Doo kick over here.
I found a playlist on YouTube. That's just the songs from, this is classic, 1969, 1970 Scooby-Doo, mind you. And you know, everyone knows that they have the chase scene. And in a few episodes, they hired a band or they created a band. Very Beatle-esque, mind.
Yeah, so, I mean, which I'm okay fits with for it. The time.
I'm okay with.
We have listened to these songs a lot. And but it's adorable.
Yeah, Lily sings along and they request it too.
She does. But I found a new favorite, which is an hour of waltz hits. The kids had a blast dancing to that last night. I didn't even put dance parties on here. Dance parties are a great way to wear out the kids when it's raining.
Or just in general, it doesn't even have to be raining.
It doesn't even have to be raining. So like I put on this hour of waltz playlist and I was like, oh, I think I know like three waltzes on here. And it's, oh no, I actually know like half of them. And I was like, oh, I don't know what this one is. And it starts playing and it's like, oh, we have a dance to that one. That's Vienna Blood. I look at the name of the song. Oh yeah, that says Vienna Blood. It's just in German. So I was mildly confused by the name. And then I don't remember what the other song was, but like the song after it, I was like, we don't know that one. And I'm like, oh no, that's that other song.
Blue Danube.
No, it wasn't Blue Danube. It was something else. But yeah, dance parties, so much fun. And it gets the kids active. It gets you active. Everybody needs to wear out their energy because we obviously cannot do anything outside. So my last favorite activity of ours for rain is snuggles in the storm shelter.
Oh.
Because Lily's first spring, we put folding chairs in our storm shelter / storage room.
Camp chairs.
Yeah.
Two, I guess.
Camp chairs. Folding chairs, camp chairs. They are chairs that fold because we had like three tornado warnings.
Like in the same week, I feel like.
Yeah, it was like,
at least in the same month.
Yeah, so we actually like put chairs in the storage room so we could sit while snuggling with Lily in the storage room, waiting for the all clear to go back upstairs. Because when we were young and had no children, the tornado sirens are going off. We'll just keep an eye on our phones and check the weather. If we hear anything, we'll run downstairs. But now that we have small children that we have to think about that are fragile and we are very responsible for them, we have to go down to the basement whenever these storms come by. So fortunately with Lily, that first spring, she would be pretty easy to put back into bed. We just kind of have to like keep all the lights off.
We had to social distance too. So we put her on the other side while we were in the safe place.
We just left her in her crib so we could stay social distancing. It was fine.
It's a joke.
Yeah. I think Elliot's only had to hunker down in the storm shelter once, maybe twice.
I don't remember doing it with him.
I feel like we had a time recently though. Were the kids not here? No, that doesn't seem right.
One eternity later.
No, the last time there was a tornado.
That was in here. Yeah, was when we drove across town to your parents' basement / house because our AC unit was busted. Or the power was out, or both. I think it was just our AC unit was busted.
It was the AC unit.
And we did not want to, since it was raining, so we couldn't open the windows. And it was storming really bad, so we really couldn't open the windows because then all the rain would get into the house. So we just packed everybody up in the van and drove across town. And we have a podcast episode about how that all turned out okay, but you probably should not do that. Maybe. I just remember driving and I hear the tornado sirens going off and I'm like, oh man, why did we do this? Are we about to get flung 50 feet into the air?
I wasn't so worried about that. I was more worried about the power.
The power lines?
The power lines like falling on us.
You can drive right through those, except your car is full of computer components. As long as you don't touch the sides of your car, you're fine, according to Mythbusters and science.
As long as you don't touch the side. So am I supposed to tell my 1.5-year-old?
Well, like as long as you don't touch any metal in the car, like if you stay in your seat, you're good.
I don't believe that. Because just because it works when you do spherical chickens in a vacuum doesn't mean it works in
no
practice.
Like it's legitimately a thing. I will teach you later. But the moral of the story is stay safe and seek shelter if the weather dictates it. You'd rather be inconvenienced by having to huddle in the storm room for 20 minutes or so than risk injury or worse by sticking it out in bed. So that was the last of my rainy day activities.
And plus, we have not only the kids, but we have the dogs, too.
Yes.
So it's like literally herding cats.
Yeah, because like we can get the dogs downstairs. Like we have to get the kids and then we have to like get the dogs to go down the stairs while trying to not wake up the children. It's a hot mess. I mean, the kids obviously take priority, but we're also like get in the storm shelter to the dogs because.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's better to do it when the sirens are going off than when there's like a tornado five minutes away or 2 minutes away.
Yeah. And like I was talking to the co-ops at work today about how they're like, oh, yeah, like because they have friends that are co-oping away from Cincinnati. And they're like, yeah, but they're going to come back to Cincinnati. And I was like, yeah, the cost of living is really low. We don't have hurricanes or alligators. And they're like, yeah, we get storms sometimes, though. But like, and one of them said, we don't get tornadoes. And I'm like, no. We do get tornadoes. It's not super often, but when we do, they can be really bad. Even though we don't get a ton of tornadoes.
Not Kansas.
It's not Kansas, but you better be safe rather than sorry. The hills help out because tornadoes like to stay in a plane. They don't like to go up and down. It helps them lose some of their momentum, but do not risk it.
Even if the storm doesn't form a tornado, it's the high wind also that is kind of dangerous.
Yeah, and we have lots of trees and old growth and old houses. So stay safe. But have fun with your kids if the weather allows it.
So now it is time for Joe's dad joke of the week. And it looks like I have multiple jokes.
Do
I get to pick one?
You pick one. You do all of them. I don't know. You did not populate in a dad joke this week, so I made up some dad jokes for you. Because I stole the segment last time. I stole the segment for the mom's episode. And you might not get it back. I don't know.
All right. So I have multiple jokes, I guess, populated by our executive producer.
You have the benefit of I have some beers in me now. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, let's see what happens, as you say. So, Caroline, when does it rain money?
I don't know. When?
When there's a change in the weather. Two more.
Okay.
Buy two, get one. So, Caroline.
Yes, Yosef.
What does one lightning bolt say to the other lightning bolt?
I don't know. What?
You're shocking. That's kind of an obvious one. Okay, I have one more.
Okay.
Okay. So what do you call a baby owl stuck in the rain?
I don't know. What do you call him?
A moist owlet.
Oh, he's so cute and so wet.
Who? Who? Who are you? Who? I was going to say something else. Oh, you taught Lily a new phrase.
I did. So every once in a while, well, I mean, a lot of the time I call Joe in our house. And so every once in a while, Lily's like, Joe. And today after dinner, it's bath night. So Joe went upstairs to get the bath started. And Lily's dancing around the kitchen because there's no music playing and she refuses to go upstairs. So she's going to dance around the kitchen. And I'm working on cleaning up Elliot. She runs into the dining room and says, "Where's Joe?" While looking at your empty chair. And I was like, "I don't know." She said, "Where's Joe?" And I said, "I don't know. Where's Daddy?" And then she ran right to you. And so she came back downstairs because, of course, she's not going to stay upstairs and get in the bath. That would be silly. And so I told her, "Hey, tell Daddy, hey, Joe, what do you know?" And so now that's my new phrase that I'm teaching Lily. Because I am an awesome mom and no one can tell me otherwise.
So did she come up with that by herself? Like, where's Joe?
Yeah, that was all her.
Because I don't think you said my name anytime.
Not anytime around that. No.
Usually she mimics. So she hears you say Joe.
Oh, usually it's like, "Joe, come help." And she'll like run to the nearest doorway and say, "Joe, come help." And then she'll say that like 20 times in a row, even when you are in the process of helping. I don't know if she's made that connection yet between Joe and Dad, but one day you are going to be Daddy Joe. And then for a while, you'll go back to Daddy. Until one day, Elliot just calls you bro.
Bruh.
Yeah. Bruh. Can't believe you're asking me to take out the garbage. Ugh.
Let's end this thing before we get hurt.
I am two beers deep on a weeknight. Thank you, Shift Beers.
Well, that does it for this week's show. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure to like, follow, and subscribe to us on social media. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. You can find us at Craft Parenting Podcast on all those platforms. You can also get a hold of us via email, which is craftparentingpodcast@gmail.com.
If you like what you hear, please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or your podcatcher of choice. Make sure to share the show. That is what helps our show grow. If you'd like to send us stuff, such as fan mail, craft supplies, or sanity, we can always use some sanity, we have a P.O. box.
We do have a lack of sanity around here. We are running very low. Supply chain.
I don't know if it's all the supply chain, but it's a problem.
All this information is available on our website, which is www.craftparentingpodcast.com.
That's where you can find the show notes, plus some blog posts about the stuff that doesn't make it into the podcast.
And if you want to follow me personally on Instagram, you can do that at craftparentingjoe.
And I am at Caroline Creates Crafts.
And with that, I'm Joe.
And I'm Caroline.
See you next time on the Craft Parenting Podcast.
So did you learn anything on that mom's episode?
Nothing too surprising. Just that Hillary lost half of her blood supply in her body.
And failed to mention it.
Yeah. Would have been nice to know Hillary.
We would have like given you a card or something.
Flowers, dinner. We would have been better neighbors.
Yeah. You failed to mention that you almost died or something. You can fix it in post.
Can fix it in post. Okay. Joe, fix it in post.
Oh, it's raining. Perfect. I have had a 9.5% beer. So.
Yeah, it is raining. So why did you lock my phone?
So you wouldn't read what my last rainy day activity was. I don't know. I am 1.5 beers in. If I combine percentages, math. It's 15.5%, but that's not how that works.
No. Unless you, I guess if you poured it into one glass.
No, because then it would be like 7.75% or something like that.
You would have to average it.
Yeah.
Because the... Because
it's alcohol it's by volume. Yeah. Math. This show is educational and fun. So that's going in the blooper reel, isn't it?